Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I tell you what, I remember feeling so good one day. I was at my house, minding my own business, watching the Big Three basketball tournament on CBS. It's Ice Cube's Basketball League. And it takes, you know, retired basketball players who still got a little basketball left in them, but can't really hang with the young guys in the NBA. Some of your favorite players that you remember watching back in the day. And they compete, and there's a tournament, and there's trophies, and they get paid. And they're selling out stadiums all over the country. It's almost like a traveling league where they go to different parts of the country. And I remember like listening to the game and doing laundry and hanging out on the sofa. And I was like, man, the voice on this this announcer sounds so familiar. I just feel like I'd heard this voice before. I don't know. And then all of a sudden they came back from commercial break and there's my girl Sloane. And I'm like, oh my God, if anybody wants to talk to me right now, I can't move. I can't leave my house. I hope my kids are okay because I have to sit here for the entirety of this game to listen to my girl Sloane do the play-by-play announcing. And I was just so overjoyed. And so I was texting her and tagging her on social media as if she wasn't working. While she was trying to do her job, I was trying to shout her out and calling everybody and telling them, y'all got to put it on CBS because Sloane's on TV. She's calling the games. And she did such an amazing job. And I was so proud of my sister. So I just, you know, Matt, I know you're on the show. We're supposed to be talking about Viking stuff, but I just have to love on my girl for a minute.
Well, and you know, she just got done today calling Ohio State and Michigan women's basketball on Fox. So she was on the main Fox channel. And now she's flying to Nebraska to call something. Definitely the more talented person in the relationship, but it's really funny you mention that because we watched Boys in the Hood not too long ago, and I was like, can you believe this man is your boss? Like for those Big Three games, like you actually get paychecks from Ice Cube, which is kind of crazy, and he'll perform at halftime. So she's just there calling the basketball game, and then literal Ice Cube, who would sell out the arena normally, just comes out and does a couple songs, and then they go back to playing basketball. It's kind of wild.
And a concert. It's a concert and a basketball game breaks out. It is amazing. How is she enjoying this journey? Because, you know, the Sloane and I worked weekend nights together.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the newsroom. I was working 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. And so we spent a lot of time together talking about things that we wanted to do, talking about our dreams and our goals and, you know, some of the things that we wanted to achieve in our lives. And, you know, that was one thing she said to me. I want to travel. I want to call games just like the guys. I don't want to be limited to just women's sports. I want to do it for all sports. But, you know, I know I have to start somewhere. So to be able to realize her dream, how, you know, what's that like for her?
It's been amazing because we met when she was in college and she was playing on the women's basketball team. And then she would call the men's game after. So she would still be like sweating from the game and then sitting and doing it. So as long as we have known each other, she has had one goal in life, and that is to be a play-by-play broadcaster. And to make it to be a national TV broadcaster, to be on Fox, to be on Big Ten Network, she's done CBS Sports and all that stuff. I mean, that is really, truly a dream come true. It's also a lot of work. And sometimes I try to tell her, like, you know, it's okay if you take a play off, if you don't, like, you know, spend your entire day preparing for these games. And it's always like, no, absolutely not. Like, it took way too long to get here. I mean, she was doing the high school games here in Minnesota. Yeah. I mean, she's done the whole grind for such a long time that it is amazing to see. But also, I kind of don't know where she is sometimes. I'm like, wait, is it Michigan? Is it Penn State or whatever? Because she's always traveling around doing these games.
And, you know, I just love to see it. And she's such an inspiration to, you know, the next generation of female broadcasters. You know, I'm doing some professor work over at the University of Minnesota. And so I've got a lot of young ladies. And, you know, we were in a classroom one time and we were doing this intro to podcasting. And so we were coming up with titles and podcast ideas and show ideas. And, you know, the guys, God bless you, they had some of the craziest, dumbest ideas I've ever heard. Right. But they stepped out in confidence. They were like, yeah, so I've got this great idea for a show. And I'm looking at them and I'm like, dude, that is some dumb stuff. This is not my full time job. So I could tell you when you have a dumb idea. That's a dumb idea. And meanwhile, Matt, the young ladies in the class would be like, well, I have this idea and I don't know, you know, what you think about this? Yep. And it's the best idea ever. And so, you know, Sloan has always been so confident and she steps out there and she does a thing and she's sitting elbow to elbow with NBA legends and WNBA legends and college legends calling games and she's holding her own and there's so much confidence. And I'm telling these young ladies, you know, in my class at the University of Minnesota, I'm like, listen, more Sloan, please. More Sloan Martin, because I need y'all to step out in confidence. Nobody's going to believe in your ideas if you don't. And that's the one thing that I will always remember about Sloan and those long talks that we used to have on Saturday and Sunday nights when she was in the newsroom and I was producing.
You make such a great point because she only had a couple of play-by-play broadcasters that were women for her to even look up to, like Pam Ward and Beth Mowins, but that's kind of it. So you're seeing so many more women get into these positions and not just forced onto the sideline. And that was always a really big thing for her. She's like, I am a play-by-play broadcaster. I'm not taking jobs where I do the sideline just to have a job. I know what I want and I'm going to go get it. And that is a hard thing when you don't have a lot of role models. So I think she doesn't realize that she is that for a lot of people, like, because she's so focused on her job. But there are so many people who watch her on TV and see that they can be doing that too.
Well, you let her know. I tell my kids at the University of Minnesota, when I know she's on and I have her schedule, I'm like, okay, this is what you need to be watching. I'm not saying that you have to go do play-by-play announcing, but I need you to see the confidence that she has. I need you to see the poise. I need you to see how sure she is of herself and her information. So that means that she's done her homework. She's fact-checked. She knows what she's talking about, and she stands on that. So she's not out there, you know, cowering to the NBA legend who's sitting next to her. Mm-hmm. She's, you know, elbow to elbow, knee to knee with this dude, and they're enjoying each other. They're bantering back and forth. And that's the kind of confidence that I want the young ladies in my class to have.
Well, I think it's very clear that I deserve most of the credit for this. That
baby! Okay. Okay.
I did just text her to let her know that you miss her and that you're proud of her. But no, it's been, you know what? It's been great. Like, I have a joke with a couple other friends, like the successful wife guy club, you know, where just a few of us have like very successful professional wives. And it means a lot to me every time, like, I get to see her on TV just because I know how much she went through to get there. So it's great.
Yeah, and the grind is real. You know, everybody sees the glam. They don't see the grind. And like you said, starting off calling the high school games, you know, taking, you know, less money than she was worth, doing it for free sometimes, not being taken seriously, but still showing up and being authentically who she is in those spaces anyway. And so, you know, people see the glam. They see her now on CBS. But what I'm trying to explain to these young kids is that, you know, there was a real grind that went into that. And she's built on that. And that's how she's able to stay in these spaces and be respected.
Well, and I know that she always connected with you so well, because you and her both have big personalities and a lot of confidence. I don't think, Shalette, I've ever thought that you were short on confidence.
No, sir. And that's the thing, is that, you know, she's got big dreams, I got big dreams, and we were able to encourage each other. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, and nobody said, girl, we are working overnight weekends, we the low girls on the totem pole. What are we doing in here talking about these big dreams? You want to do what? Girl, look, go back in the newsroom and write some copy. Okay, they don't even let you host a morning show. What are you, girl, if you don't get out of here. You know, she never said, you're not even a host, you don't even have your own show, what are you talking about? So the way she encouraged me, the way I was able to encourage her, and now look at us. And this is why it's so important for women to encourage each other, because that's how we get to our next level. Okay, we were supposed to be talking about some Viking stuff. We were supposed to be talking about Joe Mauer maybe making it into the Hall of Fame. But I had to spend all that time shouting out my girl, Sloan Martin, because we miss her so much at the Good Neighbor Station. But you're coming up next, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll be talking sports. Yep. But it's, you know, you can talk about my wife all day. I like her a lot.
I would guess so, because you ain't going nowhere and her either. Well, you have a happy new year. And
too.
Don't go anywhere, guys. He is coming up next with all information on sports. He's got your Vikings. He's got your Joe Mauer. He's got you here on the Good Neighbor Station News Talk 830 WCCO.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.